Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's hump day. So why does it feel like frump day? Are you barely making it through the week with no energy to speak of? That's all about to change. Welcome to Transforming Health with Brad King. Get ready to live with the vitality, youthfulness, and abundant energy you've always dreamed of. Now, here's your host, Brad.
Well, hello and welcome to another Transforming Health. Why are so many people sailing at half mast these days? Worse yet, how many of these people have been living this way for so long, they don't remember what optimal health and vitality even feels like anymore? You know, too many individuals suffer from a condition of acceptance. They're guilty of accepting their less than healthy status as the way it is. And unfortunately, for too many of them, they don't know any other way to be. Well, not anymore. Welcome to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, your host, and this is the platform that helps change lives one body at a time. Humans have been looking for ways to slow the aging process even before the Spanish explorer Ponce de Leon set out to find the fountain of youth, and that was in 1513. According to breakthrough research on how our bodies age, we now have the knowledge to not only slow biological aging, but perhaps even reverse it to a certain extent anyway. So if you were to ask the average 20-year-old how old they are, I mean, they'd probably respond faster than you could finish asking the question. But if you were to ask the average 30-year-old how old they are, they're still going to respond. It just obviously takes a little longer. And if you ask the average 40-year-old, well, the answer gets delayed just that much more. And, well, don't even bother asking people past the age of 50, especially women. Not a politically correct thing to do. So the question is, why are we so reluctant to divulge our chronological age as we get older? Well, because we look around us, and for the most part, we just don't like what we see. And the reason for that is because the majority of people throughout North America are showing signs of aging a lot sooner than they should. And by the way, that is something called premature aging. And we, as human beings, especially after the age of 30, we panic when we get a little older. We panic when we have another candle on our birthday cake. I have news for you. Today you're going to learn we don't age chronologically. But we do age biologically. We age on a cellular level. The great news for today, and you're going to want to pay close attention to today's show. You're going to want to take notes. We have an incredible expert on the show today. But the great news, and you will soon learn this, is it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how many candles you have on your birthday cakes. It doesn't matter how many years you've moved away from the womb. What does matter is, how are you taking care of yourself on the most fundamental level of all? That's the cellular level, and really, that's the only level that counts. At 42 years of age, today's guest was at the height of a successful and challenging career in medicine when a neurologist diagnosed the symptoms that had plagued him for about 15 years, and he diagnosed this as progressive multiple sclerosis. And if you don't know what this is an autoimmune disease where the immune system attacks the central nervous system, the brain, the spinal cord, and the optic nerves, often resulting in severe pain and neurological deterioration. Because treatment options were extremely limited in the traditional medicine model, he lost his hospital privileges and could no longer work in the medical field. And it wasn't until 1997, while attending a conference entitled Complementary and Alternative Medical Choices for Multiple Sclerosis, that he began to have hope again. After investigating and applying the integration of organic foods, vitamins, supplements, and other holistic wellness regimes to facilitate his healing progress, he eventually became symptom-free and ignited a passion in integrative medicine. And that's an approach to medicine that encompasses both conventional treatments as well as natural ones. Without further ado, please welcome the author of Youth Renewed, A Common Sense Approach to Vibrant Health at Any Age, a very good friend of mine and someone I look up to, Dr. Bill Code. Dr. Code, welcome to Transforming Health.
Yes, hello, Brad. It's wonderful to be doing a show with you. I've followed your pattern for years, and we've, of course, been at health shows off and on over the years together, and it's good to be doing something together.
Well, you know, and I agree with that, and thank you very much for that, Dr. Code. And, I'm a huge proponent of physicians that have modeled themselves after the integrative approach, and no one has done that better than you. But you learned the hard way, obviously. I mean, you're schooled as a medical doctor in anesthesiology, and this thing happened to you. And I want you to just start off and talk about this, because there's someone that I know that I care about very much that has just been or was just diagnosed about a year ago with multiple sclerosis, a very advanced form. You went through this yourself. Take us through that story and what you did to basically overcome it.
Well, it started really grimly, as you've mentioned earlier, at age 42, I was diagnosed with MS. Of course, most of the MS that I had seen was in hospital, working as an anesthesiologist and working in an academic center prior to that. So, I was used to seeing the really advanced cases, and so I thought it was awful. My wife was with me, and she was delighted because she realized I didn't have brain cancer and I didn't have, Lou Gehrig's or ALS. So, it's always where you're coming from. So from a stage of having, very little hope or inspiration, and I didn't improve for months and months, which put me already into the so-called progressive group. Once you go more than 3 months with a so-called attack, then they realize that you've become in the progressive side of things. So in that last, it's 1996, so that's coming up 15 years, things have shifted a little. In fact, now there's been huge review, as I'm sure you're aware of, about MS, and the only part that everybody can agree on is that it's a major inflammatory disease.
Right.
So, and that really ties well into what you're talking about, because, of course, inflammation is the key to cardiovascular disease and stroke. It's a source for cancer spread, and it's a source for controlling memory issues like Alzheimer's, which is also an inflammatory agent. And then, of course, the wonderful bonus that I have figured out finally on my journey, and, I was helped to a great degree because I did the 2-year training program in integrative medicine with Andrew Weil down in the United States, based out of Tucson. But, came on to learn that if you follow the anti-inflammatory for your own health issue or health challenge, or as I call it now, my wake-up call, because before that I was kind of coasting along, busy with my world, then you actually end up with an anti-aging diet
right.
as well.
Right, and this follows suit with things like the Mediterranean diet, for instance, where people have a lot of success. There's, you're not eating as many of the processed foods, the processed carbohydrates. You're not overstimulating insulin, which is obviously a problematic factor in allowing us to use our own fat for energy. But it's also one of the causative factors behind premature aging. And insulin is also that hormone that is synonymous with inflammation in the body as well. So what you're talking about, when you talk about anti-inflammation, and we're going to be getting to your top 10 choices for reversing aging, reducing pain, improving energy, and brain function. And I want to talk about the first one right off the bat, because it's beautiful that you brought up inflammation. And for those who are listening that may not realize this, inflammation is either the cause or is one of the implicating factors behind almost every single disease that we now know of, you know, that we associate with aging. So one of your first choices is to increase your omega-3 fats. Tell us about that and tell us how that plays into the aging process, but also reduces inflammation.
Well, you know, people probably have only more recently become aware that fats are important, because for 10 or 15 years we said we had to have a low-fat diet. In fact, that was one of the early suggestions with multiple sclerosis, and they wanted to really reduce your fat intake. I think the piece that we've learned since then is that the omega-3 fatty acids, which are one of the two essential fatty acids, they're the ones that are anti-inflammatory. So they're the ones that, you know, help reduce that joint pain, which is itis, I-T-I-S, arthritis, which is, of course, inflammation. And they're the ones that also, you know, improve the brain function, because the brain is nearly 70% fat.
Sure.
I often tell people, if you want to give a compliment to your buddy, call him a fathead, because but they don't all understand it. But the brain is nearly 70% fat, and it's almost all omega-3 fats. And then, of course, the other part that's crept into our diet over the years, and there's an obvious reason for this, which we'll get to in a minute, is that the omega-6s, which are also essential fatty acids, they keep forever on the shelf. So we've become very dominant with those in our diet, and you can measure Canadians or Americans, and it's roughly, we used to say 20 to 1 omega-6 to omega-3s, and now some of us are even up to 40 to 1,
right?
Whereas the optimal is probably closer to 2 to 1.
And Dr. Cote, I think the interesting thing that a lot of people may not realize, you know, unless they have a background in something like biochemistry, is really the fact that inflammation itself is created from fat. And, you know, you can either produce the right type of inflammatory result, which is natural to immunity, or you can produce the wrong type, which is, you know, this is what we associated with things like saturated fats and this fatty acid called AA or arachidonic acid. Can you just talk about that for a second?
Well, sure, because, you know, the other essential fatty acid, which we used to worry to take, and so people used to take something called 3, 6, and 9. And 3, of course, was the omega fatty acid that we all need more of. But the omega-6, which starts in the top of the chain at a linoleic acid, it goes down to GLA, which, and then that goes eventually go down to arachidonic acid. And arachidonic acid, which we used to tout as the issue in red meat, but really the problem, it was an issue in red meat because that was grain-fattened meat.
Right.
If you fatten with grain, then you end up with omega-6s. And then the omega-6s of arachidonic acid goes into the nasty or so-called enhancing or pro-inflammatory, you know, prostaglandins or cytokines. And those are the ones that give you your asthma attack. They're the ones that give you your skin irritation. They're the ones that give you, you know, so-called your brain inflammation. And they're the ones that give you your arthritis.
So sure.
And even
responsible
for
the aches and pains.
Yeah, your menstrual pain is all in too much of that pro-inflammatory type at the bottom of the omega-6 fat. So now we can't just take more omega-3s. We literally have to clean our cupboards of these excess omega-6s, which they were happy to sell us for years because you could leave them on the shelf for 3 years. I mean, what would it be like? We can all think of what it would be like if we had really old fish oil or really old flax oil. It tastes awful.
Sure.
And not only does it taste awful, it often, and if it's that bad, it does more harm than good. So
exactly.
We've got to move, you know, renovate our kitchens.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there's still misperception and confusion out there in the marketplace when of these omega-3 fats, because, you know, very few people actually explain the difference. And I think a lot of individuals think, you know, they'll go into a health food store, they'll say, oh, I've been told, or I just heard this show, this Dr. Cote was talking about omega-3 fats. And, you know, they may be sold something like flaxseed or flaxseed oil or hemp seed oil. And those are omega-3s, but they're not what are naturally found in something like krill oil or fish oils, cold water fish oils, which are the EPA and the DHA, and that's what these that's what the fatty acids, the omega-3s, eventually break down into. But they don't always do that successfully in the human body, and this is one of the reasons why fish oil and especially krill oil, in my opinion, are so important. We're going to go to our first break. We're talking to Dr. Bill code today. The top 10 choices for reversing aging, reducing pain, improving energy and brain function. We've got so much to cover in such a limited time period. And before that, I just want to make a little announcement here. Believe it or not, I'm coming up to my first year anniversary on Transforming Health. And as a thank you to all of my listeners, I want to send you, and I do mean this, this is a complimentary sample of two of my favorite products. If you want to try my ultimate calorie burn, which has been shown in studies to burn up to 12 times the amount of calories, that's in human studies, by the way, and my ultimate anti-stress, which helps your body recover from unrelenting stress of everyday life, then get your pen and paper out or open another window on your computer and write down or visit www.awakenyourbody.com/thanks, and you're going to receive our complimentary sample of Ultimate Calorie Burn and Ultimate Anti-Stress. We'll be right back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner.
Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has launched our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host, no matter where you are, in the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
Mark your calendar and set an alarm so you do not miss the highly acclaimed talk show, Holistic Living with Tina Marie and Todd Allen. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central, and 10 a.m. Pacific for inspirational, oftentimes edgy discussions on all that life brings our way, with celebrity guests, world-famous authors, and everyday people dedicated to sharing positive, uplifting messages. Tina Marie and Todd Allen bring you the very best in talk radio discussions, guaranteed to make you smile.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm just going to mention this one more time because I've already received about 30 emails just from my last announcement. I want people to go to, this is a thank you, by the way, just for all of you, just for listening to the show. I know we have, you know, incredible guests on the show, and today obviously is no exception with Dr. Code. But I, as a thank you, I want to send you, and this is at my cost, I want to even pay for shipping on this, a free complimentary sample of my Ultimate Calorie Burn. These are human clinically tested ingredients within these products. Unbelievable. My Ultimate Calorie Burn. I also want to send you a sample of my Ultimate Anti-Stress. And all you need to do, once again, awakenyourbody.com/thanks. That's it. And send me your information, and we'd be more than happy to send that out. Metabolism is a sum total of all of the metabolic processes that take place inside every one of our trillions of cells every second of every day. In a sense, we really have two opposing sides to our metabolisms. Well, on one side, we have this thing called anabolic metabolism, and that's the body's ability to rebuild, repair, and replace all of the structures and to do it very effectively. And when we're young, well, that's when we have an abundance of this anabolic metabolism. But we've also got something called catabolic metabolism, and that's the body's breakdown and destructive phase. And as we age, we tend to break down faster than our bodies can repair the damage. And we experience this as premature aging. But the latest science dictates that almost every one of us has the ability to reestablish an anabolic or a youthful metabolism at almost any single age. We just have to awaken our body's ability to repair itself effectively. And that's what the subject of today's show is. Our guest is a medical doctor who happens to be a specialist in integrative medicine, an approach to medicine that encompasses both conventional treatments as well as natural ones. Once again, please welcome back the author of Youth Renewed, A Common Sense Approach to Vibrant Health at Any Age, Dr. Bill Code. Dr. Code, we were talking in the first segment about inflammation. We talked about premature aging. We talked about the association between premature aging and excess inflammation, and also the inflammation being behind almost every single disorder we associate with getting older. And I know you wanted to elaborate just a little more on the omega-3 fats, so I want to open it up this way. It's very important for people to take the right type of omega-3 fatty acid supplement. So let's talk about fish oils for a second, or my favorite, which is krill oil. And a lot of people don't understand, when they buy a fish oil supplement, they should be looking for something called molecularly distilled fish oils, and you can address that in a second. But because of that, we want to take out all the PCBs, we want to take out the mercury, we want to take out the dioxins, but we also want to protect those very, very delicate fats from going rancid, and that's why we should be looking for formulas that actually have antioxidants that are in the formula, not to protect your body, but actually to protect the fat from becoming rancid before it actually even enters your body. So let's start right there.
Well, sure, because the omega-3s, you know, I'm a big fan of flax for all of its valuable purposes, but we know that men, for example, will only move down the pathway of omega-3 some 0 to 12%. And I can't tell if you're a 12% Brad or I'm a 0, but we're not very high. And women, it's a bit the same. They do a much better transfer down the pathway, especially in their childbearing years. This is probably nature looking after the importance of omega-3s in the growing brain of the fetus and newborn child, because, you know, that's where all the importance of brain and IQ come from. In fact, we know now that if the mother bearing the child is short of omega-3s, the body of the fetus goes into her brain to steal those.
Sure.
So those are really important. And then once we hit the menopausal years as women, then unfortunately they too do not shift as much down the pathway. And so that's why you are much better off taking an accepted, you know, fish oil, which just as you say has been well cleaned up, molecularly distilled, or a krill oil. And then you need to take a fair amount of them. I mean, I often recommend to people at least 3,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA if you're trying to actively reverse, you know, an inflammation process within you.
Right. And that's a pretty good dosage also for people who suffer from depression. So, you know, once again, because the brain is 60 to 70% fat, as Dr. Code pointed out in the first half of the segment of the show. One other thing, and then we're going to move on from here because, you know, we have nine other things to speak about here today, Dr. Code, is when you talk about, you're talking about women, you're talking about the fetus going into the brain of the mother. If the mother doesn't have enough of these omega-3s, which is why it's so imperative for women when they're pregnant to supplement with omega-3s, especially the DHA portion of the omega-3, because that's a big part of the brain. But there's a lot of research that now indicates that women who suffer from postpartum depression, these are the women that are the lowest in the DHA, that omega-3 fatty acid, because the fetus has already taken too much of it.
No, that's exactly right, and that's very critical, and you're right. I think we now know that the fish oils or krill oil in decent amounts are as useful and often, in my mind, better than a lot of the antidepressants that we've been put onto today. And what a tragedy for a mom, you know, breastfeeding and the whole scenario, to not feel well and not enjoy that special bonding time with her child. And she's even more at risk if she's had one or two previous children.
Right, right. So let's move on. Let's keep on with the subject of fats, and let's move it from the omega-3s. Let's talk about monounsaturated fats, because I'm a huge proponent of olive oil, you know, the Mediterranean diet. I mean, olive oil has so many unique properties to it. Let's talk about olive oil and things like butter and coconut oil as opposed to things like margarine. Cover those.
Well, I'm with you. I like the saying of the nutritionist from New York many years ago. She said she trusted a cow a lot more than a food scientist as far as making butter versus margarine. So butter is a pretty good option into a degree, but if you even better if you can move on to things like olive oil and its thickness and other ways to use it, because the monounsaturates high in omega-9, and we can make those to a degree in our bodies, there's no question, but there's a lot of valuable assets within the olive oil per se within itself. The biggest challenge, of course, is we're going to talk a little bit about local food, then we try and find other sources, or we get really creative about growing olive trees locally.
Right. And the other thing also, the human body is comprised mostly of monounsaturated fat. So it's very important to introduce more of these. That's why, you know, the seeds and nuts are so important. But, you know, olive oil, avocados, walnuts, those are really, really high in those monounsaturated fats. And what's your take on coconut oil?
Well, I like it very much. My mentor, Dr. Weil, is not as keen on it, but I think it got an unfair rap, and it has a lot of advantages. If you're going to get a saturated fat, I can't think of a more healthy one, personally.
Okay, and, you know, for those, you know, I do a lot of coaching for people who are obese, people that have a great deal of body fat to lose, you know, 50, 100, even more than 100 pounds of fat, not just weight, because, once again, we need to differentiate where that weight is on the body, and we do have good weight on our body, which is lean body mass. But I do recommend for not everyone, but for a lot of these individuals to use coconut oil, because coconut oil has a type of fat we call a medium chain triglyceride, an MCT, and it's not processed the same way as the other fats are in the body, and it's actually used as a preferential form of fuel. So it's not really stored as fat, it's used as fuel, but it also does support healthy thyroid function. And let's face it, you know, there could be 30, maybe 40% of people out there that find it difficult to lose body fat that may have very low or hypothyroidism. One other thing, while we're on the subject of fats, what about emu oil? I mean, you are, for all intents and purposes, I look at you as one of the world's experts on emu oil. Tell us why that's so important.
Well, emu oil is a bit unique. It's, of course, from the large Australian bird, which is raised in Canada and the United States as well. But it has a particular component within it, unrelated to the actual fatty acids. It's probably, you know, one of the colored mechanisms within it. But anyway, it has an extra anti-inflammatory piece. So even if you mimic all the fatty acids within emu oil, which to a great degree looks a lot like olive oil, maybe not quite as high in the omega-9s, but much more so than most other fats. But then it's that unique ability of its anti-inflammatory piece, but also absorption through human skin, and is now, you know, one of the recognized pieces in Australia. They can even make anti-arthritis claims on it, whether people take it orally or people put it on the skin. So, you know, it's just a really good message that nature has some amazing fats for us.
Yeah,
coconut oil, emu oil, and the whole works.
Now, you had, I remember the last time I spoke to you, which was a few years ago, you had an emu farm. Do you still have that?
Still have an emu farm, although the majority now are in the prairies. But
okay.
We still have some here on the property, and we still, you know, deal with emu oil because it's still become an important piece, because I still thank it. It's the first thing I ever tried outside of regular medicine, and I'm grateful to have started on that journey, because otherwise I honestly believe I'd be in an institution today.
Right. As you know, unfortunately, I mean, it's a devastating disorder when you talk about multiple sclerosis, and a lot of people, I don't know of anybody besides you that has really, you know, become completely symptom-free. I mean, I think that's unbelievable. And you've even written a book on this. Tell people what the name of that book was.
Well, yeah, Who's in Control of Your Multiple Sclerosis, or maybe better secondary name, Pieces of the MS Recovery Puzzle. The big thing is, I think, just as in any health issue, or even the anti-aging issue, you need to take charge of your own well-being. So you go to your physician or other healthcare practitioner as an advisor, but you're the one who must be in charge, must be responsible, must be, you know, at the plate, worried about attention to detail and your own well-being.
Right. And one other thing I just want to cover really quickly with the emu oil, because there's probably about half a dozen people that I've recommended emu oil to, and this was based on our conversations in the past. And these are people that have had operations that have been left with a scar, and as you mentioned, you know, you said just tell them to continuously put it over, you know, on the skin, right on the scar, and these people have minimal scarring, and I'm talking about you know, someone that actually had a quadruple bypass that actually has minimal scarring now because he's been putting it on for a little over a year. So have you noticed it being that incredible for things like scarring in the past?
Well, I have. You know, it's just astounded me how much it can minimize. I mean, best if you can put it on before your surgery, because then you've got it on a few days ahead of time. Because we know that it improves the skin thickness and the skin well-being. But then it also brings us back to our inflammation concept, because, of course, inflammation is redness, swelling, heat, and pain or loss of function.
Right.
What emu oil does, it lets the body still do the healing step, but it doesn't overshoot the mark with its inflammation. Overshooting the mark with inflammation, of course, leads to scarring. In fact, now I continue to take it for, you know, a number of reasons, but one reason I take it now, I recently had an angioplasty of my jugular veins and azygos vein, which is one of the new concepts that some people are accepting for vascular issues within multiple sclerosis. But I also know that many of these, whether it's an angioplasty of inside your heart or inside your neck veins, you have a fair degree risk of scarring occurring, and then that stenosis or that narrowing reoccurs.
Right.
And it's my firm belief, because you can reduce scarring on the outside of the body, you should be able to certainly reduce the scarring and so-called shrink down factor, which is what happens to all scars. You should be able to reduce that happening and maintain your well-being from all that effort that you just went to.
You're listening to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King. My guest today is the one and only Dr. Bill Code. We're talking about the top 10 choices for reversing aging, reducing pain, improving energy, and brain function. We've only got through three, so we've got seven more to go. A lot more information to share with you. And for all of those of you who did not get the message, once again, as a thank you, please go to www.awakenyourbody.com/thanks. And I'm going to send you my cost, I don't even want shipping out of this, a free sample of my ultimate calorie burn, as well as my ultimate anti-stress. Go there now, do that. You will be very thankful when you receive these products. They really are incredible. We'll be right back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live Talk Radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Are you ready to get freed up? Join Dr. Jennifer Fried, one of America's leading psychological thinkers, for a groundbreaking program with fascinating guests and full participation from you. Freed Up will explore topics like liberation in long-term relationships, parenting in the 21st century, comfort in stressful times, and much more. Tune in to Freed Up every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel, and wake up to the heartbeat of your life.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Once people understand the main reason they experience what we call premature aging, then they can start to implement the necessary strategies to start reversing the aging process. Obviously, I'm talking about reversing it, biologically speaking. How do we know this? Well, because numerous studies have indicated that loss of lean body mass, for instance, followed by a loss of strength, become the primary reasons we age prematurely. And this is almost completely within our control. The majority of people today lose anywhere from one-third to one-half of their lean body mass by retirement age. And one of the main reasons for this loss is we tend to experience a reduction in both the number and the activity of these specialized little power plants within the muscle cells. Those are called mitochondria. And when we lose these tiny little power plants, we lose our ability to produce youthful energy, and then muscle loss and strength occurs. Now, we know that this is completely reversible. There's numerous studies to show this. We're going to talk about this next. Today's guest is a medical professional who has a deep passion for alternative medicine as well as conventional. His areas of expertise include nutrition, Ayurvedic medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, homeopathy, osteopathy, and herbal medicine. Aside from this, he's one of the world's leading experts in glutathione, the master antioxidant that is vital to the detoxification process and is often depleted in people who suffer from chronic disease as well as people who prematurely age. Please welcome back the author of Youth Renewed, A Common Sense Approach to Vibrant Health at Any Age, Dr. Bill Code. Dr. Code, you know, you and I have had so many incredible conversations about the chemistry of this glutathione, this very, very important antioxidant that so many people are deficient in. And one of the things that keeps coming up and is a passion for both of us is the science behind whey protein, W-H-E-Y, protein, and how, if it's processed properly, how it's able to help the body raise this very important antioxidant. So what I want to do first, I want you to just give us a little explanation of what this is, this glutathione, and then let's talk about how the right type of whey protein may be able to help.
Well, sure, because, you know, glutathione, of course, is in every single cell of the body. It's the master antioxidant. It helps control everything else in the body. I learned about it first as an anesthesiologist because it's the number one drug detoxifier of almost every drug that we inject in anesthesia or even most of the ones that we swallow in prescription medication. But detoxification on a bigger scale than that, too, because detoxification of anything that we get in either our water or food supply, as far as, you know, herbicides, pesticides, heavy metals, any of those things, it's the glutathione that helps that. The other important part about glutathione is that it's really good at optimizing our immune system, but as well as helping support all the other antioxidants in the body. So if you can get it high enough in every single tissue, then you're going to do much better at either recovering from an illness or recovering from some sort of health challenge, whether that's surgery or other sort of onslaught, and you're going to bounce back and make that happen. And the other thing I think that a lot of us missed over the years was that when people go into intensive care, as soon as they start to, you know, are unable to get any major nutrition, any healthy nutrition, then their muscle mass disappears. The same as you just described as a normal step of aging, which is partially preventable but also partially reversible. If you get the whey protein adequately up, especially the cysteine-containing piece of that, which means a quality whey protein isolate, much as you talk about all the time, then you're actually able to rebuild that muscle mass.
Right.
Prevent that loss. Because when the muscle mass is gone, people die.
Yeah, and that's what we call that medically is cachexia, which is what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and this is the thing. I mean, I had both of my parents who suffered from cancer, who died from the disease. You know, they didn't die from the actual cancer. the patients die from the wasting syndrome. That's why, you know, we hear about cancer patients and AIDS patients dying. Well, they end up dying because they lose so much muscle tissue, they lose so much glutathione, the body can't protect itself anymore. And this brings up a very important point because, you know, I have been formulating whey proteins for the industry for the past 15 years, Dr. Cote, as you know. And my new protein, which is called High Alpha Whey Protein, you know, number one, it's not heat processed. And explain to people why it's so important not to have excess heat in the protein because, I mean, it destroys a major component, doesn't it?
Well, it does because, you know, the three pieces, there are three amino acids that we need to build the glutathione, but when we heat things too much, it breaks down the protein. I think a really good example for people is when we take an egg and the egg white goes into a hot frying pan. As soon as that egg turns into egg white and firms up, you've denatured or broke down that protein. You cannot get it to go back. Same way the body, if you overheat the whey protein prior to, you know, getting it and taking it in that format, you've destroyed a couple of the most useful, critical pieces of that. Maybe we should go back to where did it all start? Well, human breast milk, which is primarily whey protein, is one of the world's best foods. Consequently, I mean, it's not heated. Breast milk is straight ahead, and it doesn't hit all that heat problem.
Right.
So it is really fairly challenging, but people have done a good job of it now, but they have to prepare it correctly, because if they heat it too much, you reverse and injure that critical piece within it. So that's
why, and this is exactly,
you know, the low temperature is so critical.
Yeah, and this is exactly why our protein is called a high alpha, because in mother's breast milk, the most important form of protein and nutrition you could ever transfer onto your child, the primary fraction of that whey protein is alpha. It's called alpha-lactalbumin, and it occurs at about 33% of the overall protein structures, and that's why we're the only company on the market right now or ever that has ever come out with a 33% alpha to mimic what's naturally found in mother's breast milk. And alpha is also a very important source of those amino acids, those cysteine amino acids that really raise the glutathione in the body. So whey protein, very, very important. Just make sure it's a very high-quality one. I want to get to one of your other steps is vitamin D. Tell us why we need more vitamin D than what's being recommended nowadays.
Well, you know, the data just continues to mount on vitamin D because we used to talk it helped 100 of our genes work better, and now I think we're up to nearly 2,000 of our genes to work more correctly. Because, yes, we're handed a set of genes when we're born. I don't mean our blue genes, of course. But we're handed a set of genes, and we figure, well, that's what we've got. I'm going to be like mom and dad, and that's it. But it's not true. We can really make a difference to turning on the good genes and turning off the bad genes. And so that means whether it's your tendency towards diabetes, your tendency towards cancer, your tendency towards heart disease. But vitamin D is one of the most comprehensive ones that really makes a difference in that. And yet, unfortunately, where many of us live, I happen to live roughly the 49th parallel, the junction between Canada and the United States, I only get 4 months a year where I get ultraviolet sunshine, which lets my skin make vitamin D. If I put any of the sunblock on, I make zero, virtually zero vitamin D. So
vitamin D really
got missed because we all sort of started out at the equator.
Sure, and it also becomes harder as we get older, just as we become a little insensitive to insulin. We also become insensitive to converting the vitamin D in our skin from the sun.
Well, that's right. And so now, you know, we're moving forward. We used to talk about preventing cancer with vitamin D. I usually use high amounts of vitamin D in any of my cancer patients because there's even data showing now bowel cancer can partly be reversed with vitamin D.
So, Dr. Cote, what would you recommend based on all of the research, you know, that's available to us nowadays? What would you recommend the average person take for vitamin D daily?
I personally would recommend 4,000 units a day. And if you've got a major health challenge, you should probably spend time on even more than that. But I think, you know, because we use nearly 3,000 to 4,000 units a day, we're going to deplete over that whole winter season if we don't get at least, you know, that ballpark amount.
Okay.
And then, you know, I would grade that back. A one-year-old, I don't have any qualms about 2,000 units. It sounds like a lot. It's only 0.02 milligrams. It's a lot less when we put it into the milligram side of things.
Right, and it's that risk worth, versus reward. I mean, the risk of not having adequate vitamin D levels. And by the way, it's very, very simple for anyone to really evaluate how much vitamin D they're presently producing in their body or have in their body. It's just a 25-hydroxy vitamin D test. And, you know, you can go to any lab, you can get this done, and then you can look at the levels, and, you know, you always want to be in the higher spectrum. And I believe, unless you can correct me here, Dr. Cote, I believe you want to be over the number 50 or between 50 and 60.
Well, you know, I would even prefer people be at least 100.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, because, and when I'm treating people with a health challenge, whether it's multiple sclerosis or cancer, I would rather have them 150 to 250.
Wow.
And yet, you know, the upper injury worry is about 450. So, I mean, we've really been very careful and shy, and almost everybody has dropped their numbers. But there is people down there at 15 and 20 and 30. It's dreadful. I mean, it's a huge risk factor.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you double your risk of heart attacks. You know, the list goes on and on.
Oh, sure.
Even issues like depression.
And don't forget, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of anecdotal research out there with a lot of complementary physicians that are recommending if you have, you know, a serious illness, or even if you have something like the flu or a cold, you can actually up your dosage of vitamin D for a limited time period to well over 100,000 units a day. And that's interesting because, you know, normally, if you go back years ago, you know, 10 years ago, physicians would say you're going to kill yourself if you ever took those kind of dosages. So the body can all obviously handle very high dosages, or what we would consider high dosages, for a limited time period. You're listening to Transforming Health with Brad King. We will be back with more of Dr. Bill Cote and his 10 choices for reversing aging, reducing pain, improving energy, and don't forget your brain. We'll be right back.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com. to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner. Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. The show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey, welcome back to the show, and I'm just going to mention this one more time here because I've received a number of other emails asking all sorts of questions. All this is this thank you. I want to give people a sample of our incredible Ultimate Calorie Burn. It's been shown in studies to help the body burn up to 12 times the amount of calories. One study showed up to 279 extra calories just by taking the product in the recommended dosage, which is two capsules before exercise. and also our ultimate anti-stress, which helps to lower the excess stress hormones in the body. People take it to help them sleep as well, because that's one of the primary reasons we can't get to sleep or stay asleep. We have very high circulating stress hormones. All you need to do is go to awakenyourbody.com/thanks. That's it, and you will receive your complimentary sample of both of those products, and I'll even pay the shipping just to say thank you very much for supporting the show, and thank you very much for supporting me. Today's guest is a medical doctor. He happens to be a specialist in integrative medicine, an approach to medicine that encompasses both conventional treatments and natural ones. Please welcome back the author of Youth Renewed, A Common Sense Approach to Vibrant Health at Any Age, Dr. Bill Code. Dr. Code, we've got through about, I believe, 6 of the 10 tips. And I know we're just having a conversation here, and one is kind of flowing into the other. What I want to do, I want to talk about multivitamins and multiminerals for a second, because once again, you know, yes, the statistics show us that the great majority of the population takes what they think is a good quality multivitamin, multimineral. I could argue that all day long, because they're usually taking the one-a-day pharmacy-bought, 100% synthetic. I don't, you know, believe it's going to work the same way in the body. What's your take, and why is it so important to have a high-quality multivitamin, multimineral?
Well, sure. And there's no question most of us have gaps, and we have gaps certain days, and sometimes the gaps are more dramatic than others. And the other important part, as you've stressed, is many people, if they're reaching for one, usually they're just buying a multivitamin, so they've now missed out on all the minerals. And, of course, even with the multivitamins, you usually get stuck with a very cheap form of one of the 8 pieces of vitamin E, for example.
Right.
So, you know, it really matters which one you take, and if you can get a good quality one, it's a brilliant piece. It is, of course, a trade-off. I know some people worry about how much they're going to spend, and they spend it all on one item of many of the ones we've listed, so we have to find some sort of middle ground. I think another important piece that so many of us have missed in North America is the issue of minerals.
Yeah.
Is many, many people are on these antacid type things, so-called PPIs or protein pump inhibitors, which were designed for only 8 to 12 weeks, and people end up on them for life, and all of a sudden now they're mineral depleted in a huge number of important critical minerals, and now their illnesses lack partly mineral deficiency.
Sure, especially calcium and magnesium. And these are, you know, that's one of the other, one of your tips is to take elemental calcium. So bioavailable minerals, and, you know, here's what people have to understand. When we talk about minerals, there's so many different forms of minerals. A bioavailable mineral, these are metals. That's what a mineral is. It's a metal. It's a piece of rock. It's a shell. These are not, you know, you can't go and you can drag your tongue on the sidewalk. You'll get a lot of calcium, but none of that calcium is going to be a usable form of calcium. You can also eat a little stalk of broccoli, and you're not going to get very much calcium, but almost all of that calcium is going to be usable within the body. So the elemental forms of the minerals are really minerals, for the most part, that are bound to organic molecules, like food. That's what they're bound to. And that's why, you know, you hear about calcium citrate and calcium bisglycinate and calcium orotate and aspartate. All those are molecules the body can recognize so that those metals, those little pieces of rock, can actually get in the body and be utilized very effectively. And that's why, you know, one mineral form, which is unbelievable because it's 100% natural, is a product called Leaf Source, LeafSource. People can go into that website, just www.leafsource.com. I use it every day. I give it to my animals. That is 100% natural mineral, which is all bound to organic substances. So high-quality multivitamin, make sure you have a high-quality mineral. You know, when I was putting together my ultimate multi, Dr. Code, one of the things I didn't even know was almost all of the beta-carotene on the market was synthetic. So, you know, we know of over 600 different forms of carotenoids, just one of the family of the beta carotene. So, and yet, almost all of these supplements people are taking are synthetic. They're not recognized by the body. So, you know, we look for natural forms. You know, D-selena is a natural algae off the coast of Australia, which contains all of the carotenoids, including very high dosages of beta carotene. So that's all found in the multi. Let's talk about digestive enzymes and probiotics. Why are those so important?
Well, certainly as we age, because we're partly talking about aging today, our acid secretion is reduced, and consequently, also many of our digestive enzymes are reduced. And so all of a sudden now we get heartburn, and instead of taking a digestive enzyme containing things that help with fat, we get onto antacids, and now we've compounded the problem instead of solving it. So the digestive enzymes can be a huge asset for people to, you know, help get them off those other choices or help solve their other problems. Quite frankly, I was delighted. I learned about if I could have my chocolate without heartburn as long as I took a digestive enzyme with it. And then eventually I learned enough about probiotics that if you get the probiotics right long enough, that often the digestive enzymes get solved because the whole body works in synergy and it feeds back up to the system. The digestive enzymes of your own body work better. And now all of a sudden all you've done is recreate that synergy of the friendly bacteria working regularly with you in conjunction with you.
Yeah, and if anyone wants more information on, and I'm talking about, because there's animal-grade and there's human-grade probiotics. If you want one of the best human-grade probiotics with serious human research behind it, just go into Transforming Health with Brad King on Facebook. Send me the message. I'll be more than happy to send you information on what the best probiotic is. And this brings us to your last tip and one of my favorites. I've saved it to the last on purpose, and that's exercise. Tell us why this really is the missing piece to the puzzle.
Well, we were designed to be bodies that move. There's no question about that. And, you know, we haven't gone there directly today, but it's inches around the waist. But we need to use the body, because you can't recreate those muscles, even if you're taking quality whey protein, near as well unless you actually use them. And it's using them we show that we can help rebuild the body mass, we can turn back the switch of eating. And I go cycling now with people in their 80s who are every bit as fit as people are in their 30s and 40s.
Yes, absolutely. My guest today has been the one and only Dr. Bill Code. The book is about aging. It's all about how to reverse aging, what to look for, Youth Renewed, a common sense approach to vibrant health at any age. For more information on Dr. Bill Code and what he does and all the incredible things that he's involved with, simply go into www.drbillcode.com.
Come on in.
Dr. Code, I want to thank you so much for being my guest today, and hang on the phone. I want to talk to you right after the show's over. Once again, thanks very much, and for all of you who would like a complimentary, an absolutely free sample of my ultimate calorie burn, my ultimate anti-stress, I'll even pay the shipping, go to awakenyourbody.com/thanks, and that is my thank you for listening and being so supportive. Go out there, have yourself a fantastic week. We will see you next week for the final show.
Thank you for tuning in to Transforming Health with Brad King. Be sure to join us again next Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Looking forward to next week. Now, with your newfound energy, go out and make it work for you.